always a pleasure to be alongside Bob Grace for another edition of Retire with Grace. I'm Megan Mozak. We have a special edition of the program today. Bob sat down with Washington Update contributor Jeff Bush. Now, Jeff, he's a 27-year financial industry veteran. He's a DC insider. And he often says that he's speaking at the corner of Washington, DC and Wall Street. Why did we invite Jeff on the show today? Well, he's going to give us some insight into how political actions affect the financial world. And this is going to be a great insight for you. If you're in retirement, getting close to retirement, preparing, you can find out how this big election year, 2020, could impact your retirement. So you'll want to stay tuned for Bob's conversation with Jeff Bush. And speaking of Washington, Bob, wow, Congress, the president, they've had a lot to say about retirement lately. I want to talk to you about something called the Secure Act. And you've touched on this a bit in previous shows. But the passage of the Secure Act in December of 2019, it's having some big ramifications. Tell us about that, Bob.
Well, Megan, the Secure Act means setting every community up for retirement enhancement. Now, it's a fairly major tax act. And of course, as we all know, whatever they give us in the big print, they kind of take away in the small print when it comes to taxes.
So that's what it stands for, setting every community up for retirement enhancement. Sounds pretty good, Bob, but it's probably in the details, right? We need to dive in here. So how could the Secure Act end up impacting our retirement?
Well, it's always in the details, Megan, and there's so many good things in the act. I think if you look at them properly and use them efficiently, it can be a positive thing, but there are also some time bombs, as there are in almost every tax act. So this, like most things when it comes to taxes, is simply not a do-it-yourself process. You know, a lot of good things that might put more money in your pocket, some things that might take more money out of your beneficiary's pocket, in other words, the kids and the grandkids. You know, we spent a lot of time looking at this and studying it, and it's probably the only thing that the left side of the aisle and the right side of the aisle have agreed upon. It added another $1,400,000,000 worth of debt to the current $29 trillion worth of debt, so that's not such a good thing. But as we go through the show, we're going to dig a little deeper into the Secure Act and try to help the listeners find out what is good and what's bad and really where to go to get the answers. And one of those stops might be right here in our office.
Now, what are some of the key pieces as we look at the Secure Act? And Bob, I know you've been diving in to take a look at what's in there. What are the key pieces that retirees need to know about?
Well, in the past, if you worked for a small company, there really wasn't a whole lot available out there for both retirement plans, health insurance plans, or other things that might come to you if you work for a big company. They're going to allow multiple employer plans. Now, that sounds simple and easy, but they've been trying to look at that for years and years now and never have really put it together. So that's still going to be a bit of an uphill challenge. Something that's been around for a while, we call it a qualified distribution from an IRA directly to a charity, which gives you 100% deduction on that amount. That's been around for a while, too. We have a little bit different in what we call the stretch IRA. It used to be when you passed on, you could leave your qualified plan, your IRA, to your spouse so they could either step into your shoes or have it in their own name. There was no tax ramifications. And then when that second spouse passed on, they could pass that on to the kids or the grandkids, a non-spousal recipient. And they could then stretch the kids or the grandkids, stretch that distribution over their life expectancy, which was many times 30 or 40 years, Megan. Right now, they've limited that in the new act to 10 years. So if you've got successful kids and you've got a big IRA, that's going to put them in a whole lot higher tax bracket. Going back to what I've always said about taxes on the show here, whatever they give you in the big print, they kind of take away in the small print. And also, if you are working past the age of 70 and a half, in the past, you could not put money in a retirement plan. Now they've opened the door to do that. So a lot of good things, a lot of bad things. And we're not going to go over each one in specifics on the show, but when you come in and sit down, we'll go through them 1, 2, 3, 4, help you understand them, and help you decide which ones to take advantage of. It can be frustrating to just start learning and playing by the rules, only to have someone change them on you. And you know, it's a challenge to have anything change without even seeing it coming. So how can anyone expect folks like you to keep up when there's so many shifting parts? That's where our team at Grace Tax Advisory Group can be a big help for you. We've been helping our community retire for the last 20 years, in fact, over 50 years, but just 20 years down here in Florida. And most importantly, we've kept in contact to help ensure that their retirements are on the right track, whether someone changes the rules or not. Because we want you to enjoy your retirement the way you'd like to, whether it's by traveling, visiting the grandkids, or taking on hobbies. Leave all that busy work to us. We can put your interest first and put you on the right track. In order to sit down with us and find out what that looks like, it's a very simple matter of simply picking up the phone. And here's the phone number. The number is 866-466-1099. Now do it now to learn how that SECURE Act could affect you and your family. And we'll walk you side by side to figure out exactly what works for you, what's too hard to figure out, and help you get where you want to go so that every dollar you earn is maximized for both you and your family.
Here's that number again, 866-466-1099. The SECURE Act might sound good, but it also sounds like it could impact retirement. You want to be in the know, and Bob can help you navigate that. He's been diving into this legislation, and he can create that game plan for you to make sure you have a secure retirement. So call today, 866-466-1099. As we talk about this new legislation, Bob, how could the SECURE Act impact small business owners or small employers?
Well, as we said before, Megan, it's going to make plans that weren't heretofore available to small companies, only to big companies, available. If you're a small business owner, in the past, you couldn't really have access to much of good health plans or retirement plans. But now they're going to allow small businesses to get together and have what they call multi-employer plans. In addition, they're going to allow you to hold off taking the required minimum distribution, which used to be at age 70 and a half, up to age 72. And a third thing is, if you're still working over the age of 70, you can contribute to a regular IRA. Now, not a Roth IRA, but a regular IRA. So that, along with a number of other things that are going to really have to be focused on a specific basis as to whether they're good for you, may bring some real benefit to you. But again, it's a slippery slope. You truly need to understand the tax laws, and that's what we're here to help you with.
Bob, how can the average person begin to navigate all of this? There's so many changes in the world of retirement planning. Now we see this new legislation that does affect retirees. How do we do this?
Well, Megan, you can't, unless you're experienced at it, and I'm very experienced at it, and I've got to tell you, I'm still trying to get my arms around it. We understand it, you know, from a 30,000-foot view, but sitting down and finding out what our clients' needs are, what their goals are for income, what they want to do as far as passing assets on to their families, legacies, that all comes into the planning portion. So it's not a black and white answer. Tax law is never a black and white answer. But we do comprehensive planning, and we're going to bring all the benefits in and show them to our client and see if they're going to help them. And we're going to talk about the time bombs, the pitfalls that might be existing in this tax act. You know, retirement is not a do-it-over-again process, Megan. You've got to do it the right way. And if there are new benefits out there that are available, and if you don't know about them, for example, I had a client in just last week that didn't know there's something called a backdoor IRA, which meant that if you made too much money, you could not put money in a Roth. But if you put money in a regular IRA, you could have converted it to a Roth the very next day. And I've had people tell me their CPAs and accountants never told them about that. So all the little minutiae that is in the small print is something you need to have a professional help you with, like we are here at Grace Tax Advisory Group.
Now, Bob, when is it a good idea to go ahead and get that second opinion just to make sure we're on the right track, we're keeping up with any type of policy change that may come down the pike?
Megan, that sounds a little bit like a loaded question I told you to ask me. I know it's not, but every time you should always get a second opinion and sometimes even a third opinion. You know, certainly when there's something new out there on the horizon, new medications, new tax laws, new strategies to help you grow money. If you don't check with two or three different sources, you might be jumping off a steep cliff that you don't need to jump off of. And we do a lot of study and research on that. You know, I spend over 60 days totally throughout a year and a lot of money continuing to educate ourselves. You've got to ask your advisor, what kind of books do they read during the year? How many courses do they take? How much time and money do they spend on keeping up with the new tax laws and educating themselves and all the new strategies so they can give you the best advice? That's something we spend a great amount of time on. We really focus on staying up to speed on all the great new ideas. And when we share them with our clients, that makes us give them the advice that's going to get them to and through retirement that they're looking for. You know, your financial advisor has gotten you to where you are today and has helped you climb that mountain and reach the peak after all these years. You've hit retirement. That's the good news. That's great, but as any hiker can tell you, the climb back down is just as important and probably a lot more dangerous than the climb up. Wealth accumulation has been a mission for all of us throughout the years. Can your current financial advisor change course all of a sudden and focus on wealth preservation and distribution? It's a completely different strategy. Pretty much everybody grows money. Not many advisors are truly focused on the distribution, giving you the maximum cash flow, the least amount of taxes, which at the end of the day simply puts more money in your pocket. You know, retirement brings a whole new set of challenges. When you're earning a paycheck, you can recover from a market downturn or even new taxes. You'll find that to be much more difficult during retirement. That paycheck is gone and every dime you've made has to last. Do you really want to earn it over again? Have you or your financial advisor taken into consideration all the risks that you may face in retirement? If you're not sure, like I said before, it doesn't hurt. In fact, it hurts if you don't get a second opinion. When you give us a call at 866-466-1099 and do it right now, we're going to sit down with you and your spouse if you're married, and we're going to help you set up a retirement money train plan where we're going to go over the many, many details about retirement, the strategies, the options of distributing your money with the maximum cash flow out of the least amount of your principal, and also looking at how we can save you in the tax liabilities that already exist and take advantage of the new benefits that may be there in that SECURE Act. If I feel your retirement plan is solid, I'm going to tell you so. On the other hand, if it's not, I'm going to tell you that too. So this isn't all about a sales pitch. It's about truly giving you the answers. Are you ready to get to and through retirement? All you need to do to find out the answers to that is come in and sit down with us. Don't bring your checkbook, but you've got to call to set that visit with us. The number is 866-466-1099. We're going to give you a second opinion. Our CPAs in-house, our attorneys in-house, and our experienced financial advisors actually talk to each other so we stay up to speed on all the new strategies going on out there in that very difficult to understand financial world.
Still ahead on the program, Bob's interview with Jeff Bush, 27-year financial industry veteran and Washington, D.C. insider. He's with the Washington Update to help us understand how the 2020 election and politics could impact your retirement financially. So stay tuned for that. Much more straight ahead right here on Retire with Grace.
Hello, Southwest Florida. It's Glenn Beck. Do you want help saving your retirement plan from the tax man? Grace Tax Advisory Group is right there to help you. Grace is the only tax advisory group in Southwest Florida that provides you with a team of tax, investment, insurance, and legal professionals, all under one solid roof. I want you to meet with a Grace financial advisor while there's still time, and you can receive a tax, financial, and legal consultation, a written retirement income plan, plus a free book, Retirement by Design, by best-selling author Robert Grace, the founder and the president of Grace Tax Advisory Group. Remember, it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep. So call Grace Tax Advisory Group now, 866-794-7223. Grace Tax Advisory Group. The number again, 866-794-7223. Or visit retirewithgrace.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Grace Capital Management Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Megan Mozak alongside Bob Grace. This is Retire with Grace. So how do political actions affect the financial world? You're going to want to stay tuned on this very special edition of the show. Bob sat down with Jeff Bush. He's a 27-year financial industry veteran. He's also a Washington, D.C. insider. So he really speaks at the corner of Washington, D.C. and Wall Street, giving us some insight into how political affairs affect the financial world, specifically how those things could affect your retirement and how to be ready. So stay tuned a little bit later in the show, Bob's conversation with Jeff Bush of the Washington Update. That comes your way in just a little while. Speaking of Washington, we've been talking about the SECURE Act. Now, that legislation passed with bipartisan support. It was signed into law by President Trump on December 20th, 2019. So it had support of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, and they had to see the advantages to help Americans retire. So I really want to get into this. What are some of the big benefits here of allowing employer-sponsored plans to include annuities. Bob, how does that part of the legislation really affect us?
Oh, Megan, what an interesting question. As all the listeners know, I talk a fair amount about annuities along with the Wall Street, but I never would have thought that the government would have jumped in and said, hey, I think it's maybe a good idea to have an annuity in a retirement plan. Now, the teachers have always had that, but back in the 80s, when everybody went from pension plans to 401ks, there were no safe options. An annuity is simply a tool. We're using it currently as a bond substitute. You know, bonds used to be the safe side of the stock and bond formula. When the market was up, you'd take income out of the market. When the market corrected, and we know it always will, then the bonds are kind of the safe side. Well, the government stuck their finger in the pie. They lowered interest rates artificially. Now at 1.5% or 2% for a 10-year treasury, that's not too exciting. And when interest rates go up, the value of those bonds go down. So we look at fixed index-linked annuities. You're not in the market, but when the market goes up, it resets every year. You get a piece of the upside. Next year, when the market goes down, the worst you get is zero. And let me share with you, it's not what you don't make in the market, it's what you don't lose. So if they allow annuities in retirement plans as an option, it may not be the right thing for you, listener, but it may be as a portion of your investment portfolio. I think it can bring a lot of stability and safety, peace of mind, to a well-put-together retirement plan.
So should we consider an annuity, Bob, if it is offered inside our employer-sponsored plan? Is that a good idea?
Megan, you should consider absolutely every option that's there. And that's my problem with all the naysayers, the people that say that we're charlatans if we talk about an annuity, that all we're trying to do is make a big commission, that there are 10 and 20-year surrender charges, which is not true. It's bunk. You have to look at what it does, not what it is. If it's going to get you where you want to go and bring safety to your portfolio, it's the only instrument that I know of that'll contractually guarantee you an income stream. Now, you lose a little bit of liquidity, but you have money in the bank for liquidity. You have money in the stock market for growth options. But when you retire, it's more about income. Income is what puts food on your plate, clothes on your back, and gas in your tank. You can take income out of a portfolio, and it's very good when the market is up. But when you take it out when the market is going down, and it will, and it always has, that's called reverse dollar cost averaging. You could depreciate your principal or even run out of principal, and that's not a good day. So the annuity is going to bring a floor and base, guaranteed basis to your income strategy. When the market's up, it's going to bring that growth, and you have money in the bank and a money market or a CD for liquidity. You know, right now, all your money's in one bucket. It's all invested. It's either going to all go up or all go down. When we put a plan together, we have three kinds of risk. We have no risk, moderate risk, and possibly high risk with high opportunity of growth. So putting those three plans together gets you in a whole lot better position to truly retire with grace.
Bob, talking about the SECURE Act today, what are some other options for generating income in retirement? Clearly, Washington, D.C. is thinking about this right now. We should be, too. So what can we be doing in a 21st century retirement?
Well, we do like annuities because they offer guaranteed income streams, and some of them even have long-term care benefits attached to them, which is a way lesser expensive way to acquire what is so important as we get older and live longer, and that's the ability to have some income coming in if we have an issue with our longevity. You've always got the market. I don't dislike the market. You know, dividend-paying stocks are good. We put stop losses in our portfolio, so you can't go down too far, but you always have the opportunity to go up. I think the bank for liquid money is not much of a return, but it's liquid. You can get that money out. Again, it's putting money in three different or four different risk levels, not necessarily large cap, small cap, ETFs, mutual funds, and that type of thing. You know, any financial advisor that says that any financial instrument is categorically wrong for everybody is simply not an objective advisor. We look at every tool in the toolbox. We're licensed for securities. We're registered investment advisors. We're fully licensed for annuities. I don't like the variable because you have high fees and you have volatility of your asset and your principal. I like the fixed kind. They're guaranteed a principal. You get a piece of the upside when the market goes up without being in the market. So if you really want to know what the options are out there, we're going to help you choose them. We're not going to tell you what to buy. We're not going to push anything on you. You need to sit down with truly objective advisors. We have in-house tax advice, as we often say. They're CPAs. They're not just people that talk about taxes. We have in-house attorneys that can literally draw your wills, your trust, your powers of attorney. And I'm an attorney, but I'm not licensed in Florida. That's the good news. I didn't lose my knowledge when I came across the border to Florida, but at least I can set you up to talk to the attorney. Save you time? That means it's saving you money in front of the attorney. So You need to work with a team of people who actually communicate with each other like we do here at Grace Tax. We're here to help you get through into retirement. We're experienced at it. We spend a ton of time every year and money keeping ourselves up to speed on all the new laws. So pick up that phone. Come on in. Give us the privilege of sitting down with you and talking to you. If you've saved $250,000 or more, you don't have to have a half a million or $10 million like some of these guys on radio and TV say you have to have. We're here to help you. If we can be of help, if you've saved enough to retire and you really do need about $250,000 or more, we're here to give you some answers and give you some solutions to get you to and through retirement. So the question is an annuity right for you? Are there other options to consider? These are questions that need to be answered so that you can put yourself in the absolute best position possible for your, not the broker's, retirement. Our team at Grace Tax Advisory Group can help you answer those questions and a whole lot more. It's part of our retirement money train, where we will build a retirement plan entirely customized to your personal situation. Where will your income come from? Will it be enough? You need to answer those questions. Do you have enough to retire? You should come in before you pull the plug on retirement and let us help you answer that question too. In order to get that done, though, you've got to call us, set up for a visit. We're not going to sell you anything. Don't bring your checkbook, but come on in. Let's sit down and talk. The number to call to get that visit is 866-466-1099. And yes, I will personally sit down with you. I've got a team to help me if you would prefer to talk to one of them. They're all younger and better looking, but I love talking to the clients. So to start that process, again, pick up that telephone and give us a holler. 866-466-1099. Just imagine having a retirement plan that you can feel confident in. You can focus on the things that you want to do in retirement, instead of worrying and crunching numbers to determine whether you and your family are absolutely prepared. Now take this step with us. We love to help folks like you to retire. We've done it for over 20 years down here in Southwest Florida with many, many families just like you throughout the area. In fact, we've got over 4,000 clients that we've helped get to and through retirement. If you'd like to be part of our family to retire with Grace, pick up that phone and give us a call. Love to sit down with you. Love to meet you. Find out about you, your family, your children, your parents, your grandkids, everything about it, so we can help put a comprehensive, focused towards your goals plan to retire. The number, 866-466-1099. Now, you all know what 1099 is. They're arriving in the mail right now. So again, call the number that's easy to remember, 866-466-1099.
So to take that next step with Bob, call today, 866-466-1099. Up next, Bob sits down with Jeff Bush of the Washington Update. How does D.C. and Wall Street affect your retirement? Stay tuned to find out.
At Grace Tax Advisory Group, we want to earn your trust the old-fashioned way by bringing value to you and your family. There are a lot of wealth advisors in Southwest Florida. Some offer investment advice, some offer safe, fixed, indexed annuities or talk about tax reduction strategies. Some even offer written retirement income plans. None that I know offer all of that under one roof, plus an in-house Florida licensed law firm that works together to design tax reduction strategies and an estate plan that allows you to keep more of your hard-earned money. If you would like that type of team working on your retirement plan and you've saved $250,000 or more, your plan, including your first year tax return, is free. To set up a visit with the Grace Tax Advisory Group team, call or text VISIT to 866-366-1099. That's VISIT to 866-366-1099.
Investment advisory services offered through Grace Capital Management Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Glad you're with us for Retire with Grace. Megan Mozak alongside Bob Grace. And Bob, you had the opportunity to sit down with a really interesting gentleman. Tell us more.
That's right, Megan. I sat down with Jeff Bush. He's a partner with the Washington Update. Jeff, so glad to have the opportunity to interview you on the show today.
I appreciate you having me.
Jeff, you have 3 decades of experience in the financial industry. As I understand it, Jeff, you take what's happening in Washington and you translate it for those of us who don't know all those government acronyms, who don't use words like fiscal and appropriations on a regular basis. Do I have that right?
I think you got it absolutely right. And we do it in a very nonpartisan way. Our goal is to take all that noise that you hear on the news or reading the paper or wherever you get your information and translate that in a nonpartisan way into something meaningful for investors and business owners and financial advisors.
Jeff, tell me a little bit about your experience and your background. What got you to this point where you have the ability to translate this for the everyday person?
Well, that's kind of an interesting story. So I started in the financial business in 1987 as an underwriter of all things. And it was a great background in the financial industry. And I moved through various roles, ended up owning my own firm, ended up managing the western two-thirds of the United States for a big firm here in the United States. But I have a tax background, an accounting degree, and I've always been a political junkie growing up in Washington, D.C. And so it was really the combination of that background and that experience and that passion that pulled together around the Washington update.
Jeff, let's talk a little bit about looking back over the last year in the political and the financial landscape. How do you think 2019 is going to be remembered? What's your take on that?
Well, I think 2019 is going to be remembered, not dissimilar to how 2018 and 2020 will be remembered, as a very chaotic year. We really couched our entire theme, if you will, for 2019 around the theme of volatility, and not just the markets, but just politically and everything. And I think that's definitely continuing into 2020. So that really is the how I would encapsulate the year. It was obviously a very busy year. We had a quote-unquote do-nothing Congress, which is somewhat of a misnomer. The House of Representatives passed tons and tons of bills, only to fall short in the Senate and not be brought up for a vote. But in fairness, those are really show votes that the House was passing. They just wanted the Republicans to be on record as voting for or something against so they could run against them in 2020.
That gives us a look as to how the sausage is made, I guess, as they say, with some of this legislation. When you talk about that idea of a do-nothing Congress, I know they did do a couple of things at the end of the year. They passed the SECURE Act actually at the tail end of the year, right before Christmas. Talk about that legislation, Jeff. Why is that something that we shouldn't ignore and that we should definitely take note of?
Well, even a little broader than that, all of this came together in the year-end funding bill, as we predicted the SECURE Act would pass. But in addition to that, there were actually three Affordable Care Act taxes that were permanently repealed. That 40% Cadillac tax on quote-unquote overly rich health insurance plans, that went away permanently with this funding agreement at the end of 2019. The 2.3% medical device tax, that's gone as well as something called the health insurance provider's fee, also known as the HIT tax. Really don't need to know what it is, but understand all those taxes were permanently repealed with that funding agreement at the end of 2019. But coupled with that, and as we predicted, the SECURE Act actually passed along with that funding bill. And it really attaches some changes on both sides of the retirement equation, both on the 401k side and the individual retirement account or IRA side.
Let's talk a little bit more about the SECURE Act, Jeff, and give your background in the financial industry. What could be some of the impacts for people who are getting close to retirement or thinking about retiring? This does have an impact on maybe some of the strategies that they're thinking about using. Can you weigh in on that?
Oh, absolutely it does. And as I mentioned, it attacks retirement both on the retirement plan side and the IRA side. So let me kind of break that down. On the plan side, 41% of American employees do not have access to a retirement plan at work. And a big reason why that is small employers can't afford the administrative costs of putting a 401k into place. One of the biggest changes in the SECURE Act is it allows small employers, or any employers actually, to band together to join a multiple employer pension plan, which is just a way for them to share the administrative costs of 401k. So they can buy like a big company, if you will. That should reduce the cost of administration of 401k plans. And hopefully more employers will choose to put that plan into place for their employees, driving down that 41% figure. They also added a couple of tax credits for startup plans, as well as adding automatic enrollment in an effort to try to get more people engaged around saving for their own retirement. And they redefine what type of employee can actually participate in the 401k. Traditionally, those were that level was 1,000 hours working per year. That's been reduced to 500 hours per year. So sizably more Americans should be eligible for that 401k opportunity. In addition to that, they're encouraging the use of lifetime income products inside of 401k plans. Now, we've been able to add lifetime income products or annuities in 401ks for some time, but a lot of employers didn't want to do it because they were afraid of the fiduciary liability. In other words, they were making a promise that this was a viable investment option for an employee. Well, if it's a lifetime income product and that employee is 25 years old, that risk, if you will, or that promise has to last for 75, 80 years into the future. And that's scary as all get out for a small business owner. So they just didn't put them in there. So the law does give the business owner a little more protection around offering those lifetime income products in the 401k, which hopefully will make that more viable as an option. In addition to that, it also eased up the portability of those lifetime income products. So when somebody leaves the employee and goes somewhere else, they can take that annuity with them and put it in their IRA or whatever the case might be. Now, that's the plan side, the 401k side, but then there were also changes on the IRA side. As you know, traditionally, we could no longer participate in saving for our own retirement at 70 and a half. At 70 and a half, you could just no longer make IRA contributions. Well, now that maximum contribution age is gone. So you can continue to save. If you're working longer, you can save for your own retirement. And even more interesting for a lot of Americans, they're choosing to delay when they start taking the required minimum distributions out of their IRAs until the last possible minute. Traditionally, that had always been age 70 and a half, and that got pushed to 72. Now, you alluded to the fact that there were also some other changes to IRA rules. And one of the planning strategies that we had often employed in the financial industry is taking an IRA and doing what we call stretching it. Stretching an IRA is when your non-spouse beneficiary inherits the IRA at your passing, they can continue that tax deferral of that IRA for their life expectancy. Well, that stretching ability over their life expectancy is no longer allowed. Now it's limited to a maximum of 10 years. So that's a big change as it relates to wealth transfer planning and something you should definitely be talking to your financial advisor about if that was a part of your thinking as to how you might pass these relatively tax inefficient assets on to the next generation. It is important to point out, Jen, I know I'm being long-winded, but specifically, non-qualified annuity stretch was not impacted by the SECURE Act. So those planning strategies are still very viable and a very interesting way to construct some wealth transfer planning for your beneficiaries.
Today, we're speaking with Jeff Bush. He is a partner in the Washington Update. Jeff, when you talk about some of these changes in the SECURE Act, especially the possibility of letting those annuities into employer-sponsored plans and giving some more options for small business owners, is this a recognition of the government that Americans are worried about their future and trying to come up with a way to address this critical need for income and retirement and how concerned people are about being able to do that?
I actually think it's a recognition on the federal government's part that they're scared to death that Americans are showing up in retirement and their only source of guaranteed lifetime income is Social Security. It was never meant to be a be-all, end-all, only source of income for an individual in retirement. So the federal government is desperately concerned about that. They want Americans to have access to a broader array of lifetime income products or lifetime income solutions, and this is just one way they're doing that.
Jeff, let's talk about some of the other pieces of legislation or other things going on in Washington that could impact us. I know there's been talk about limiting drug prices. How likely is it that we see something along those lines happen?
Well, I'm going to share with you an axiom of U.S. politics. And like any axiom, it's fundamentally true. Anytime you have a bipartisan focus, in other words, the Democrats and the Republicans both focusing on a common enemy, that's when you can see legislative or regulatory changes, even in a heavily politicized environment. And certainly pharmaceutical pricing reform is one of those things where both Democrats and Republicans and the president have expressed concerns around that issue. So it's certainly possible we could get something done in 2020, even though it's an election year, because it serves everyone's purpose to get it done. Now, that sounds like a good thing, but the challenge is the House has passed a bill that's very, you know, more progressive, if you will, more Democrat-leaning, obviously. And the Senate has passed a more bipartisan, but still heavily Republican type of bill. Those bills are vastly different at this point. And the challenge is impeachment and all those other investigations and all that noise is sucking the oxygen out of the room that prevents these two things coming together at this point. So right now, here in the short term, we continue to anticipate some dialogue around that issue. But in the near term, we don't expect any solution this year. Now, it is possible that that could change. Once we get impeachment behind us and so forth, we could certainly see some movement in that space and pharmaceutical pricing, as well as surprise medical billing, and maybe even around big tech, around antitrust or privacy issues. Those are the three areas of potential action that we could see here in 2020.
Jeff, you mentioned impeachment. That's certainly something that was dominating the headlines as this year started out, along with Iran. Are those things going to continue to be relevant as we push on through the election year?
Well, I think Iran will continue to be there, just as it always has been since 1979. It will peak and valley, and certainly we're, you know, nearer a peak, obviously, in early 2019. So, yes, I think that will continue to be a theme throughout 2019. But in addition to that, a lot of people assume the House is done with oversight of this president. Nothing could be further from the truth. The House still has all the same powers they had before impeachment, the power to undertake investigations. They can compel document production. They have subpoena power. All of those things still are in existence. So while we may get beyond the Ukraine issue and move past that, that doesn't mean that the president doesn't have risk around investigations from the House of Representatives. Specifically, I would point out the concern around the president's tax policy or taxes. The Democrats are desperately trying to get a hold of the president's tax returns, his financial documents, and all of that stuff. That is a bicameral focus on that. The Democrats across the Washington are focused on getting those tax returns and those financial documents. Should they get them, that would be a real concern for the president, assuming that you think there might be something a little fishy inside those financials.
Jeff, just a few moments left on our time today. Any final words of advice or any final comments on what we should be anticipating in what could be a volatile year 2020?
Well, I think it's important to stay close to your financial advisor. It's going to be a very tactical year, in my opinion. There are going to be opportunities and risks at a tactical level. But I think broadly, I think the market is pretty well priced in this kind of crazy election season that we're heading into. I don't see anything from a legislative perspective in 2020 that would cause me a lot of concern from an investment perspective. There are certainly other risks around the world. There's a risk to the economy and so forth. But from a legislative perspective, I don't see any big risk for 2020.
Jeff, thanks so much for spending some time with us today. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Bob and I are back. Much more Retire with Grace. Our thanks to Jeff Bush of the Washington Update. And we have more with you coming up straight ahead. You're listening to Retire with Grace.
I'm Bob Grace, founder of Grace Tax Advisory Group. Every week, we have educational events at top restaurants designed to help you get retirement ready. We talk about some of the biggest concerns facing retirees today. Will you have enough income to maintain your lifestyle? Are you paying more in taxes than you have to? How to get the most out of your Social Security benefits? What's the best way to pay for health care, long-term care, and much more? Our team at Grace Tax Advisory Group, wealth managers, CPAs, and attorneys actually talk to each other when designing your custom plan. So when we are done, you have a comprehensive, customized, written retirement plan. To attend one of our educational events or set up a visit with the Grace Tax Advisory Team, call or text the word VISIT to 866-366-1099. That's VISIT, V-I-S-I-T, to 866-366-1099.
Investment advisory services offered through Grace Capital Management Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Back with Bob Grace for Retire with Grace. Our thanks to Jeff Bush for spending some time with us. Bob was able to ask him about how what he's seeing in politics, how that could affect your retirement. He is a guy who sits at the corner of Wall Street in Washington, D.C. and takes all of that into consideration as he thinks about people who are retiring. And we really appreciate his insights on the program today. Now, I know, Bob, as we've been focused on the SECURE Act today, RMDs, those required minimum distributions, we've had the age 70 and a half just imprinted on our brains for so long now. That's when you had to start taking those RMDs. This legislation has pushed that age now to 72. What's the impact here?
Well, Megan, that really depends on what your income needs are. You know, waiting till 72 is going to allow that bucket to grow. Hopefully it's in assets that aren't going to go down in value. And that does something else. It raises your tax bill. So the question is, do you need the money earlier? Can you go without it? Maybe you've not done much about doing Roth conversions, but there's so many answers. It's just not a one-trick pony. You've got to come in and sit down with some professionals that truly can walk you through the number of various options out there and help you choose the one that's going to work best for you and your family.
Now, how does that impact people who turned 70 and a half, maybe in 2019 or earlier?
Not at all, Megan. The people that have already started to take their required minimum distributions have to continue. They can't stop it and wait till 72 to start. But if you've not hit 70 and a half yet and you've not had to take your RMDs, you can wait, if you choose, to age 72 to start to begin to take those required minimum distributions. Now, the penalty is still the same as it was before. If you don't do it and do it on a timely basis, it's 50% of what you should have taken out. So be aware of that and make sure you're working with a team of advisors that are going to notify you on a timely basis.
Now, Bob, if you do have multiple retirement accounts, do you have to start taking money from all of those accounts when it's time for the RMD distributions?
Let me give you the legal answer, Megan. It depends.
Ah.
if they're all IRAs, you can combine them. You can take it from one of them. If you have 401ks or you have various other types of qualified plans, it may be a different answer. A lot of times you have to take it from an individual account. Sometimes you can combine them. Again, it all depends. We're going to sit down and look at your specific situation and give you an exact answer, because we get those answers from our CPAs and our highly educated attorneys here. So when you walk out the door, you're going to be on safe ground to do it the proper way. Megan, money is key, even in retirement. Just as it's important to have enough income to retire on, you also need a plan to maintain it. And the discussion around RMDs plays into that. Our team at Grace Advisory Group can help you retire with strategies designed to ensure that you'll have enough income over the years and that your retirement plan can address any risk that you may face. It starts with a phone call. So don't procrastinate. Pick up that phone and give us a holler. The number is 866-466-1099. To get your retirement money train, put in place a customized plan specifically for you. So if you save $250,000 or more for retirement, our team is willing and, in fact, anxious to get you on the right track to a comfortable, safe, secure retirement.
Bob, as we talk about the SECURE Act, I know that it's changing a very common strategy for how we pass down some of our retirement savings to our loved ones. And that's the Stretch IRA. A lot of people are familiar with the Stretch IRA. Before we talk about the changes, refresh us on what a Stretch IRA is.
Well, a Stretch IRA is an IRA that you leave to somebody other than your spouse. So if you're the second person to die and you've inherited your spouse's IRA when he or she passed on, or you're just a single person that has an IRA and you want to leave it to a non-spouse, they can stretch it in the past, not now. They could stretch it over their actuarial life expectancy. There was a government table. So if they were 50 years old, they might have a 30-year life expectancy or a 40-year life expectancy, which meant they only had to take 1/40th of that amount out. And it started right away after you received it as the person recipient of that IRA. Well, now it has to be taken out over a 10-year period of time. So what does that mean? Well, mom and dad pass away. They've got $1 million in their IRA. You're a successful person. They put you through medical school. You're making a couple $300,000 yourself. You're not quite in a maximum tax bracket. Now you're not only going to be in a big one, you're going to be in the maximum tax bracket available. And you've got to take it out. Again, if you don't, the penalty is 50% of what you should have taken out. You know, it sounds like it's a good idea, but it's really going to be a way for the government to raise much-needed tax revenues. There are ways around it, folks, a whole lot more than we can talk about on the radio here, but there are strategies that have been in the law for a long, long period of time that's going to allow you to control and distribute that IRA over a lot longer period of time than 10 years. There's always a little bit of a, I hate the word, loophole, but it's in the law. It's a strategy that only educated people are aware of, and we can tell you how to do that here at Grace Advisory Group. So if you truly don't want to have to distribute that money over a 10-year period of time, you need to stop in and let us share our knowledge with you.
So, Bob, if we've planned to leave an IRA, let's say, as an inheritance to someone who's not our spouse, maybe a child, what other options do we have now?
Well, you could leave it to charities. You could leave it to multiple beneficiaries, which would lower the RMD for each of them. There are a lot of strategies out there that are fairly sophisticated. We alluded to just a few moments ago, Megan. But it really is to depend on your particular tax situation and the goals and needs of the people who are receiving that money. So I hesitate to talk about it on the radio other than to say we are aware of all the strategies out there. Being a member of Ed Slott's program, Ed is the top IRA guru in the United States when it comes to IRAs and distributing money in the proper way. We're required to go twice a year as a member of his organization. I've been in it for over 12 years. So we're going to have answers for you. They're not just guesses. They're truly researched about the law and about all the strategies that you have to stay within not to get in trouble. This is not a do-it-yourself process, folks. Even if you're really smart about money and really smart about taxes, you need to come in and let us have done that research for you, along with my guru, Ed Slott, who I've been with for over 12 years as a member. There are answers out there, and we can help you with that, but it takes a visit. It's not something we're going to do over the phone or even over the air. We love to help our people. We'd spend a lot of time researching what those strategies and laws are so that we can pass them on to you. No, you can't change what's already been done. The only thing you can change is what you decide to do with it. So what are you going to do? Our team can help you at Grace Tax figure out exactly what is best for you and how to do it. With our retirement money train, we'll build a retirement plan put together that's developed and customized with your input in your unique situation. We'll help you determine how much income you need each month. We'll address the many risks that you may face in retirement. We'll continue to meet annually just to make sure you're on the right track. All you need to do is pick up that phone and give us a call. The number is 866-466-1099. Now do it now to get this process started. We believe you shouldn't have to worry about all the numbers and the strategies in retirement. We're here to do that for you. You should be able to sit back and enjoy, walk through the beach with sand between your toes, send airplane tickets to the kids up north that come down and enjoy the beautiful weather here in Southwest Florida, but you need a plan to do that. Please don't walk blindly into something that could get you in a lot of financial trouble. So give us a call. We're here to do that. We know how. Our team is good at that. The number is 866-466-1099. Do it now to start discussing your vision in retirement with a team of professionals at 866-466-1099.
Bob, I want to recap some of the major policy changes that came about with the passage of the SECURE Act. Would you mind going over some of those just so that folks joining us now can have that recap and understand what's at stake?
Sure, Megan. One of them is if you're working past the age of 70, and a lot of people are now because they're vibrant and they're healthy, you can contribute to a regular IRA if you want to. That's a new change in the law. You've got that 10-year limit on the distribution. You have a combination for small companies to get health plans and investment plans that didn't exist before. It's a whole plethora of things, and you need to take a look at each and every one of them to make sure they're right for you. But you don't want just a salesperson to talk to you about that. You know, stockbrokers don't know about taxes, and CPAs probably don't know a whole lot about taxes, yet they all take an attempt to try to talk about them. Here at Grace Tax Advisory Group, we're fully licensed to talk about the market and everything that's in it, ETFs, stocks, bonds, mutual funds. We're fully insurance licensed to talk about annuities, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We also recommend that you have enough liquidity in your portfolio and set up the proper documents to make sure that when you pass on, your wishes are carried forward to you, your family, and to the beneficiary. So you need to have that in one package. Why go to three or four different locations to get your stocks and bonds taken care of, your wills, trust, powers of attorney to take care of, and your retirement plan taken care of, when our attorneys, our CPAs, and our financial advisors all talk to each other on your behalf to put together a well-understood, well-balanced retirement plan? We call it the money train. All you need to do is come on in, sit down, visit with us, don't bring your checkbook, and let us do that for you. The number is 866-466-1099. So if you save $250,000 or more for retirement, we are truly here to help you get on the right track to your house of retirement security. The number again, 866-466-1099. Come on in. Allow us to help you retire with grace.
So here's that number again, 866-466-1099. If you would like your retirement by design with help from Bob Grace and the team, call that number today, 866-466-1099. And you're also welcome to visit the website. Go to retirewithgrace.com for more information. Again, that's retirewithgrace.com. And a big thank you to Jeff Bush of the Washington Update for his time with us here on the show, a 27-year financial industry veteran, a Washington, D.C. insider, and he really did what he said he was going to do. He speaks at the corner of Washington, D.C. and Wall Street and gives us some excellent insight into how those political actions we see in D.C. affect the financial world. Great interview, a lot of value, especially to those of us who are getting close to retirement. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week for more Retire with Grace with Bob Grace.
Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
Grace Advisory Group is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products that custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisory services offered through Grace Capital Management Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This radio show is a paid placement.